This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Administrators and campus police at the University of California, Los Angeles are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators who threw traffic cones and chairs, released pepper spray, and tore down barriers Wednesday. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism for the Department of Education to enforce anti-discrimination laws. The bipartisan bill passed by a vote of 320-91 on Wednesday. The bill would broaden the legal definition of anti-Semitism to include the targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. The bill would codify the definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The expanded definition of anti-Semitism was first adopted in 2016 by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, an intergovernmental group that includes the United States and European Union states. Critics say the move would have a chilling effect on free speech on college campuses. It now goes to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain. This is VOA News.